58-year-old Mark Martinson was born and raised in Petersburg and graduated from the high school in 1978. He says he's worked as a commercial fisherman since 1976 and does that just part-time these days. This year, he's doing some work for the Petersburg Indian Association. He's also worked on many harbor projects as part of the family business.
Jim and Donna are my mother and father, who most of their life built and maintained Tamaco Incorporated, where we built harbors. Built the Fairchurmble down here, the South Harbor, the harbors all over Southeast. I did that part-time in between fishing since the mid-70s.
Martinson has run for assembly twice before, coming in third in a three-person race for two seats in both 2014 and 2016. As for why he's running, his reasons haven't changed. He recalls an interview he watched with Fred Rogers of children's television fame.
And the question came up to him, why did you get into television? His answer was simple. It's because he didn't like what was on TV. And that's kind of where I'm at. I just don't like what's going on. It's just silliness and spending. Spending's way out of control, I think.
To that end, Martinson says there are many places to cut spending in the borough government.
To me, the department heads, I think, are making a tremendous amount of money that needs to be looked at. While, the municipal employees are not even keeping up with inflation barely. And you could have a 5% or just freeze spending at present levels. That'll get you a long ways. You can't do anything about the union contracts as they are what they are. You know, and anyone retiring or leaving the city working force, maybe take a good look at that job is really necessary. You know, you don't want to micromanage a city manager, but maybe a brief discussion. You know, do we need this? Can we get by without it?
The list of assembly decisions he disagrees with is long. They include the reorganization of the electrical department, finalized earlier this year, and the renovation of the municipal building, completed last year. He says it's past time to hold off on any new buildings or public works projects, and he doesn't think the community should pursue a new hospital building or a renovated facility.
Unless somebody changes my mind, I think we just keep it going the way it is. It's a lot of money. That's when she's talking to hospitals, and we don't have it.
Martinson was on the city council from 1996 through 1999, and another stint from 2002 through 2003, and he says he would bring historical perspective to the assembly. One example he brings up is the current dispute between Mayor Mark Jensen and Assemblymember Jeff Mucci over representation for Southeast Conference, the regional economic development organization. Martinson says he and then-Mayor Mucci attended a Southeast Conference meeting in 1997 after the city's voting member, Johnny Johnson, had resigned his seat.
And for 3 or 4 months before the conference, there was no discussion about who was going to replace him, or this and that, or what was going to be discussed. And for whatever reason, I got there first to sign in, and I was handed the voting cards. And the mayor then, who was actually, all intents and purposes, was in the minority at the time, wanted me to give him the voting things. And I asked him, well, why? Well, because he was the mayor. Well, if he had asked nice, I probably would have gave it to him. But being my little mischievous self, I didn't.
Martinson explains that history has repeated with Mucci now seeking a Southeast Conference board seat and Mayor Jensen, among a minority of the current assembly, opting not to back him. And as far as assembly attendance, Martinson says he has time for meetings now that he's not fishing as much, and he prefers those meetings at night. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vignicki.